Hello.
Hey, Coach, can you hear me all right?
Yeah, sure can.
All right, great. We're going to open you up to the media room here.
Okay.
Hey, Coach, could you just start off by breaking down the Browns on each side of the ball, offense and defense, please?
Yeah, on offense, they have a very good young quarterback, a great left tackle, obviously a sensational runner in Peyton Hillis. The kid Massaquoi is a really fine player, and Josh Cribbs is one of the best in football. So they're a very explosive offensive football team, in my opinion. And I know that's going to be a big challenge for us. And then on defense, DeQuell Jackson is playing as good as any middle linebacker in football. The kid Ruben, the defensive tackle, and Taylor inside, those guys are really, really good football players. And the kid Gokong is playing as well as anybody at will linebacker. I hope Joe Hayden can't play because he's a really good player at corner. And I think it's a really good football team that we're facing, that we're preparing for, and they've had a bye. I'm sure they're well rested. And I also know what Cribbs is on special teams. So this is a big challenge for the Raiders this week.
Coach, can you talk about the emotions that you guys are going to have with Al Davis passing away? And just how long can that carry a team before it could perhaps have negative effect from, like, burning out or anything?
Well, we're not looking forward to carry us. We're not looking forward to it burning us out or any of that. I mean, I think that part of it's behind us. Now people are going to honor him and do what they need to do, and we respect that. But this football team has to get ready to play each and every week. That's our goal. That's our mission. I don't think we're in this euphoria right now like everybody think we are because of the passing of Coach. We respect that. We love him. We're going to miss him. But we also know that we got to get ready to play football.
Hey, Coach, some heads were turned, I guess, when Gokong signed an extension recently, and you mentioned he's playing as well as any will in the league. But, you know, maybe some of the duties, of course, get overlooked because of their outside statistics. But the question is, what do you see in Gokong that constitutes him being an outstanding will?
He's an unbelievable dogger. He makes explosive football plays in games. Him and that number 43, Ward, I mean, those guys they are both very explosive football players. He's hard it's very tough for a back to block him individually. And I just think he's becoming one of the premier players in football at his position because of the things he's able to do. He's a matchup nightmare as far as trying to get him blocked. So I'm sure the people, the fans in Cleveland are very excited about what Gokong is doing.
Coach, when Cameron Wembley was here, they were running the 3-4, and he had to make that transition from college. Do you think he's more suited in your defensive system as an outside linebacker in a 4-3? And just talk about him a little bit.
I think so. I think Cameron's done a great job. He had a great season a year ago. He's off to a good season this year. Obviously, we've locked him up long-term, and deservingly so. He's another one of our young, talented players on our football team. I'm glad he's here. And I know, his time in Cleveland, I competed against him. I was in Baltimore, and I thought he was a fine player there, too. I'm just glad that he's on our football team, and he's definitely contributing and one of the biggest contributors on our team.
Couple questions about Hillis. One, has McFadden talked to you about Hillis at all from the standpoint that they were college teammates and know each other fairly well? And two, you know, generally speaking, what do you see when you're preparing to face Hillis?
One thing, I know Darren probably would like to talk to me about Peyton Hillis, but he doesn't need to because the tape talks to me. I mean, this guy is a sensational runner. He's big. He's physical. He's hard to get down. Again, this is a great challenge for us because this guy is, one of the better big running backs in this football league. I mean, he can really get after it. And one hit doesn't bring this man down. I mean, you have to gang tackle this guy because he plays the game that way. I mean, he's a beast. So we got to get ready to get this guy stopped.
Coach, with Terrell Pryor coming onto the active roster, what's your game plan with him going forward?
Well, this is going to be the first time that we've had him in practice and that he's been back out there with his teammates. My number one thing is just getting back in the rhythm of being with the team, back to practicing with his team. I haven't had an opportunity to work with him, so that process will start today, and we'll just kind of get a feel for where he is, and we'll go from there. He's a talented young man, and hopefully he'll catch on to our system really quickly. I just don't know where he is as far as all that's concerned because I haven't had a chance to have him on the field. So we'll try to evaluate that and see where he is and go from there.
Hey, Coach, I know you talked about not relying on the emotion from Mr. Davis's death, but are you worried at all about a letdown following last week's really emotional victory?
A letdown? No. I'm not worried about a letdown. We're here at home in front of our fans, and we're pros, and we understand that there's emotion in every game. Maybe that one's a little bit different than most because of the passing of Coach, but I think we all recognize and understand that this game is a humbling game, and if you're not prepared to play when it's time to play, you can get embarrassed really quickly.
Coach, you talked about Josh Cribbs, but, you know, you got that unbelievable weapon kicking off. I mean, are you surprised that he doesn't kick every one of them out of the end zone?
No, I'm not surprised. I think sometimes there could be a miss hit here or there. He is exceptionally good, and I'm glad he plays for us. But like I said, I don't want 16 touching the ball if I can help it. I mean, this guy is very explosive, one of the best in the league at what he does. And so we got to make sure that we find a way to slow down Josh Cribbs.
I'm wondering what, in practice, the longest field goal you've seen Janikowski kick?
Oh, I don't have the answer to that. We don't try to kick them from too far during that time. We just kind of really work on our team as far as protection and having them kick it. But I think the guy can kick it as far as he wants to. I mean, he's that talented, and he's a really, really fine player.
Coach, in terms of, I think you guys batted down seven passes against a quarterback who's pretty tall. Two questions about Colt McCoy. Do you suppose that you're going to have real success being able to bat down some of his passes since he's only 6 foot one? And aside from that, what do you see in McCoy?
A very young, talented player. Knows how to distribute the ball to his playmakers. A guy who's come from a winning program in Texas that I don't think the game's too big for him. He played as a rookie. I think he's very, very talented. And I don't think the height as far as defensive players have ever bothered him before. He's always found a way to make it happen, and I think he'll continue to do so. I hope we can knock every pass down that he attempts to throw, if we can. But this guy's a winner. He knows how to play. And I think he does a great job in their system. And I think Pat does a great job with putting the quarterback in a situation, in an environment where he has a chance to have success.
You know, even at age 32.
I'm sorry?
Hey, Coach, how do you explain the success Richard Seymour's been able to have, you know, even at age 32?
Because he does a great job of taking care of his body. He studies the game. He's the ultimate pro. He loves the sport. He has a passion and desire for it. So I think when you mix all those things up, you get a player who really likes playing this game of football. And I think Richard will play it as long as he wants.
Coach, why has McFadden been able to be so effective this year? 5.7 is pretty impressive.
I think because he works at it. I think he really does a great job in practice. It's important to him. He wants to be one of the best players in the league, and that's what one of his own personal goals is, I'm sure. But he works at it all the time. And I think the offensive line has done a good job of trying to open up holes for him. And I think between those two, Darren's work ethic and the offensive line becoming one, I think is giving him a chance to have some success early here.
Seymour has been around quite a while now. It looks like you're seeing him at his best. The question would be, do you think he's a Hall of Fame player and why?
I think he is because I think he's one of the best at what he does. And I wouldn't trade Richard Seymour for anybody in the world. And not only is he a great player, but he's a great person. He's a great teammate. So he is as fine a defensive tackle as there is in pro football.
All right. Thank you, Coach, for taking time out of your day to speak with us.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
All right.